From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison, and I welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're going to look into God's Word today in the New Testament. We're turning to John's Gospel in chapter 7. John's Gospel in chapter 7. And I want to read three verses from the middle of this chapter, beginning at verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We were looking at this passage of Scripture yesterday as another occasion when Jesus invited men and women to come unto him. We noted that this was spoken on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This suggests that the ones who are listening to our Lord had for that week been thinking on the wilderness wandering. That's what the Feast of Tabernacle was all about. They were in the wilderness for those 40 years, and the Lord provided for their needs. Jehovah met their needs physically concerning what they needed as to eating, as well as what they needed concerning their drink. We know there are a number of occasions where they thirsted. And we went to the Old Testament yesterday, showing you in Exodus and in Numbers, that the Lord provided for that thirst, sometimes taking corrupted water and changing into good water, other times leading them to where there was good water, other times miraculously bringing water out of the rock. Now, with this imagery before them and thinking on that that took place in the wilderness, our Lord now makes an allusion to himself as being the rock, and that if they would come to him, he would be able to quench their thirst. Now, Christ truly is the rock for the believer. The Apostle Paul said, and all did drink from that same spiritual rock, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. That rock was Christ. So the rock in the Old Testament was certainly Christ, and he is the rock of the New Testament. And if you would want to have your spiritual thirst quenched, you must come to Christ. Now, our Lord himself spoke of being the rock when he addressed Peter in Matthew chapter 16. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the word for rock there is the word Petra. Peter means a little stone. Petra would be a great boulder. And he's saying, upon this boulder, I will build my church. What boulder? What Peter had just confessed. Peter had confessed, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord is saying, I'm going to build the church on me. I'm going to build the church on what you have just confessed. And it is true. I am the Christ. I am the Son of the living God. I am the anointed of God. I am that prophet, priest, and king that the people were looking for. I am the one who brings salvation. But I'm more than just a man. I am the Son of the living God. I am the second person of the Godhead. I am the God-man. And so our Lord promised Peter that the church would be built not upon a man like Peter, but that the church would be built upon Christ, the Petra. We noted that in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, Paul identifies the rock that followed Israel as Christ. And the word that he uses there for rock is the Petra. The Petra that followed them was Christ, Paul is saying. And our Lord here uses that same language of himself. And so when we think of coming to one for help, where do we go? Well, we go to the rock. It's interesting that in Deuteronomy 32, and we won't turn there for sake of time, but in Deuteronomy 32, the favorite term in that chapter for Jehovah was that he was the rock. And Moses says, our rock is not like their rock. What they are trusting in, what they are putting their faith in to help them and to protect them is nothing. It can't help them. But our rock, oh, that's a different story. Our rock is the one who will protect us. Our rock is the one who will provide for our needs. So in that wilderness wandering, when they were thirsty and about to die from thirst, they came to the rock. And on one occasion, Moses smote the rock. We suggested that that had to do with a picture of the smiting of Christ on Calvary, where in the smiting of Christ for our sins, salvation flows to us from him. Because he died, we now have eternal life given to us. Because he was condemned, we are now justified. Because punishment was laid upon him, we now go free. We are given salvation because he was smitten. He received the full punishment for our sins. We noted also later on in the book of Numbers that Moses was merely to speak to the rock. And if he spoke to the rock, water would come out. Now Moses disobeyed God and he smote the rock. He should not have done so. God punished him by not allowing him to lead the nation into Canaan. But having said all of that, he was merely to speak to the rock. Again, the symbolic significance is that on the first occasion, the rock had to be smitten. But now that the rock has been smitten, it does not need to be smitten again. Christ was punished on Calvary, and that is complete. It is finished. That's what he cried on the cross. Finished. Accomplished. The salvation that he was working on, as it were, on the cross, the bearing of our sins, was completely accomplished on the cross. It's because that was accomplished that we merely come to God and, because of the work of Christ, take freely the work of that Holy Spirit and the ministry of that Holy Spirit in our life continually. Now, here you have our Lord addressing a multitude. Primarily Jews, but those Jews may have been a mixed multitude, and that some may have been unbelievers as well as believers. We know that his brothers went up to the feast, and we know that they were unbelievers, at least at this time. And here he is inviting all who are thirsty to come unto him. The word that he uses for the invitation to come is in the present tense. It means that they are to continually come. You'll note also that the word drink is in the present tense, meaning that they were to continually drink. And so he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me, let him continually come unto me, and let him continually drink. And then we find that the idea of believing in verse 38 is also an idea of continuance. It too is in the present tense. Are you thirsty? Then continually come to me. Continually drink from me. Continually believe on me. And you'll have this continual flow of life. Now, we are those who are indeed thirsty. And what he is promising here is that he is going to satisfy our thirst. What is it that we're really thirsting for? Well, for some, they're thirsting that the filth that their sin has brought upon them would be washed away. He can quench that thirst. For others, they know that death is soon approaching, and they know that after this death is judgment, and what they want is eternal life. He can quench that thirst. For others, it is the fire of hell. They know that the fire of hell is soon to come upon them, and they're wanting their thirst quenched, as it were. They want to be assured that they're not going to hell. There are many things in salvation that need to be quenched when it comes to the thirst that we have walking through this life. and our Lord is offering this water to those who are thirsty. He also offers this water to those who are believers and have begun to thirst again. Would you note what we have stated? You must come to Him continually. You must drink of His water continually. You must believe on Him continually. In other words, the continuance of the action is something that brings the continued results. Someone says, well, I was saved 20 years ago, but do you believe today? Have you repented? Are you coming to Christ daily for sustenance, for your nourishment, for your soul's thirst to be quenched? Now, we didn't say it, but he actually said here concerning thirst that the word for thirst is also in the present tense. If any man is thirsting, continuous thirsting, let him continuously come to me, and he'll continually have his thirst quenched. And what does he say in plain language when he gets away from the figurative language? He says that this is believing. He that believing believeth on me, he that is continually believing on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now some would take this image to say that the living water is flowing from Christ when we believe. That the one who is having the flow of water from his belly is Christ himself. Others would say, no, this is not so much speaking of Christ as it is speaking of the believer. That is, the water has come to indwell the believer and now is flowing through the believer. Well, in either case, the imagery is the same in that water is coming to the believer and quenching his thirst. But that quenching of thirst comes from Christ, and it only comes from Christ when we come to Christ. That is why, as we noted before, to stay at home and read your Bible and call out to God for mercy is not what God is commanding. He is commanding you to come to Christ. He is commanding you to come and lay hold of Christ, to beseech Christ for salvation. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10 gives us this promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you feel your need? Do you feel this soul of yours in dire need of salvation, of eternal life? It will be given to you like water from a rock if you will come to Christ. Our Lord says in John chapter 6 that all that the Father gives me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I'll in no wise cast out. If you will come to Christ today, if you will turn from your sins and come and lay hold of Christ as your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ will quench your thirst for eternal life. He will come and give to you salvation. Or if today you say, I am one of God's people, but I've got my eyes off from Christ and I'm going in this wilderness and I need life, I need more help, come to Christ. Drink from Him. And you will find the Spirit ministering to your own heart as your eyes are fixed upon Jesus Christ. If we can help you in coming to Christ, call us at 610-993-3170 or write to us at our email address, malvernfpc@yahoo.com.